You're listening to SBS News.
First Nations people from the Northern Territory have filed the class action in the New South Wales Supreme Court. Shine Lawyers, which is behind the legal action, says the Commonwealth was responsible for separating families in the Territory and it needs to make amends. Special Counsel Tristan Gavin has told NITV the matter could take years, but he hopes it can be resolved soon.
It has been such an incredibly long wait for them. But I think it's relief and happiness, to be honest. I do think that they appreciate the fact that they're going to get this opportunity to have their case heard. And I do think that hopefully, we can do them justice and get them justice.
The group is seeking compensation for forced removals between 1910 and the 1970s because no action has occurred in the Northern Territory. Lawyers are arguing that there was unlawful imprisonment and a breach in duty of care. Survivor Heather Alley told NITV the class action is about compensation and acknowledgement.
It's to recognise Aboriginal people. We're not animals. We ain't dogs. We're human beings. We belong to this country. It's our land, but we've never been respected for it. They have to recognise us.
The 84-year-old was removed from her mother as a child. She says the action is symbolic of the pain and suffering that happened to those taken from families and separated from culture.
And as long as we've got that that stigma on us, our children will still suffer in and out of jail. No respect.
About 800 people have registered to be part of the class action so far. Labor's Linda Burney says her party's pledge to compensate victims of the Stolen Generation, including from the Northern Territory, remains.
The commitment of our party is to compensate those where there has been no compensation scheme in place, and they are from the Capital Territories.
SBS has contacted the federal government for comment. The case will be heard on June the 17th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.